a.m. and p.m., and we got Stephen Cox coming Monday and Tuesday. Pray for these men. Our pastor knows them well. They're great preachers, and just lift them up in prayer. And that same day that the revival starts, 2 weeks from today, is Friend Day. So invite people to come on April the 28th to our special services and our revival. So we thank God for that. All right, does anybody have a prayer request this morning we need to make known? Anybody? Pray for Robert and Phyllis. They've had a really challenging week, and her twin sister, Patsy and Charles, they lost their grandson this past week. So just pray for the family that God's grace will be sufficient. They have really had a time. I talked to Phyllis yesterday, and they've really had a time, so don't forget to pray for them. Pray for Sandy's aunt Carol. We've got to go to Abingdon today. She is, her husband passed away several years ago, and they don't have any children, and she fell and broke her arm, and she's got a cracked pelvic bone, and we've got to go up and see her and go to her house and get a few things done. She's not been in her house in 3 weeks, so we just pray that God will heal her. Don't forget to pray for Carol Lockhart. Yeah, Sandy's going up for 2 or 3 days this week to help Carol out because she is going home on Tuesday morning. She's been in that rehab for several days now. Pray for Wilma Gardner. I understand that she's going to be going to the rehab tomorrow on Monday. So pray for her. We miss Miss Wilma. She's not been to church in a while, and she's not able to come physically, so pray for her. Pray for Brandon Sexton. You know, he lost his dad, big tall Brandon that sits back here, him and Grace. Pray for that family. Yeah, they were getting ready to come to church this morning, and Grace texted Sandy, and Brandon started throwing up, and not sure what he's got, but pray for them. They had planned on coming this morning, so pray for the whole family, the death of Brandon's dad. I think the funeral was yesterday. Okay. Don't forget to pray for Ron and Joan. Ron is still in the hospital. He's got so many things wrong with him, and we just need to lift him up in prayer. Pray for Joan and Carl. God will give them strength during this time. Ray and Sally. Ray had a birthday this past week. I pray for them. We miss them. Hubert and Margie. We think of Tina Trout. They want us to pray for her. She's going to have several tests done. Pray for Buck's granddaughter, Haley. Alan Collins, who's supposed to have a double lung transplant. And Susie's oldest sister, Cleo, is in rehab. Pray for her. And James Sampson sent a prayer request on the prayer chain yesterday. Pray for Olivia Harvey. This is a co-worker's daughter. She's got to take chemo, so please pray for her and lift her up in prayer. And I have a prayer request here that somebody's left. It's from Jesse back there. Pray for Tommy Light back in the hospital. They found a mass on his liver. Possible liver cancer. So I'm going to keep that so I can remember to pray. Please pray for this one. So many people to pray for this morning. God's in control, though. He's the one that's going to answer prayer at his own timing, and thank God that we can go to him anytime, day or night. All right. Anybody else have a prayer request? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, don't forget our two daughters, Candy and Charity. We pray the Lord to bring them back to the fold. We know others where the children or grandchildren have gone astray. And I tell you what, the devil works overtime. We have to be very careful. We're going to have some morals and convictions, and we're not going to make it. The devil's too strong for us to fight him alone. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer if we could. Father, we love you and thank you for the day. We praise you for another opportunity to be here at Tabernacle. Thank you for this auditorium class. Thank you for each Sunday school class. Pray that you'll be with each teacher. Father, just give us what we need to teach your word. May the Holy Spirit be powerful, be with our pastor at the 11 o'clock worship. Pray that you're giving him the message that we need to hear. We pray for these folks that we've lifted up. We think of Candy and Charity. Please bring them back to the fold. We think of Buck's granddaughter. Please bring her back, Father. We pray for Sandy's Aunt Carol, Father, that you will mend her body and touch her, Father, and praise you that she gets to go home Tuesday. We think of Wilma Gardner, Father, that's been in the hospital for several days, and she gets to go to rehab tomorrow. Please be with her and strengthen her. Be with Robert and Phyllis Light and Patsy and Charles, Lord. Please be with that family and give them grace and strength that only you can during this time. Think of Tina Trout having several tests done. Thank you for Ron and Joan. Please touch Ron as he's in the hospital, Father. And talk to Joan just a couple of days ago that they need your, they just need your strength, Lord. I pray that you'll touch them in a special way. Be with Ray and Sally. We miss them. Be with Joe Robinette. He's doing good. Thank you for being with him. Be with Susie's oldest sister, Cleo. She's in rehab. Please touch her. We think of this Olivia Harvey. It's James's co-worker's daughter. Please, Lord, be with her. And as she starts this chemo, Lord, please touch her body. And be with Tommy Light, Father, as we understand he's back in the hospital, a mass on his liver. Father, we just pray that you'll be with the doctors and nurses and give them wisdom to know how to treat this. Thank you for this opportunity to be here this morning. Thank you that we can open up your word once again, Father, and we thank you for your word and what it means to us. And if there's anyone in the Sunday school classes or worship hour lost without Christ, we pray that today be the day of salvation for them. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you about something this morning that we all face. And some are facing it now, and some have faced it just a few weeks or days ago. And I want to talk about when we go through crisis. Every one of us goes through crisis at times in our life. You know, newscasters tell us there's a new crisis every day, whether it be a debt crisis, an economic crisis, political crisis on the border, crisis with environment, health crisis, we can go on and on. And in our lives, we tend to have a crisis sometimes in our own personal life. I looked up the word chaos, and it says complete disorder and confusion, and people's behavior could be unpredictable. Boy, isn't that the truth? We turn on our news and we see crisis all around us. Some of us are going through personal crisis. If you take the word chaos, chaos and crisis have a lot in common, but I took that word chaos, C-H-O-A-S, and it could stand for Christ has all our solutions. I like that. I've seen that this past week, and I wanted to bring that out to you. You know, crisis can also be thought of as chaos, whether it be a chaos in America, chaos in our personal life. But you know, through all this, whatever crisis we go through, we thank God that we have Christ on our side and he can take care of any crisis that we go through. Sometimes we don't understand it. We can't put our finger on it. We can't answer questions. Only God knows. There's a lot of things that happen in life that we probably will never find the answers to until we get to heaven. We'll find out a lot when we get there. But you know, we all can think of blessings in past days that we've had. We as believers can say nothing has touched our life, my life or your life, without God knowing about it. He knows every burden, every crisis, every chaotic situation that we go through. And he'll never forget you and he'll never forget me when we go through chaos. He'll never forsake us. You know, the New Testament tells us he'll never forsake us. And that's a great promise to go by. We know in his word, as born-again Christians, we know that God will take us through any crisis or any chaos that we go through. Look at Paul in the Bible. Before he was a real soldier for the Lord, he went through a lot of not only chaos in his own life, but he was disobedient to the Lord. We've all gone through storms that other people cause. Have you ever thought about that? We go through storms that other people cause, and sometimes we don't have an answer, but we want to help others that go through a crisis or chaotic time. So sometimes we find ourselves in a crisis helping other people. We've all experienced that. The most important thing is we as God's children go through a crisis, and we know that we need to have the faith that God will take us through any storm or any crisis that we go through. A crisis can happen in an instant. We can get a phone call to change our whole perspective, to change our home lifestyle. It can happen to any of us. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to be talking about how God can take us through any crisis that we go through. I got two passages of scriptures I want to read to you. The first one's found in Psalms chapter 34. I love this passage. For time's sake, I just want to read verses 17 through 19, but Psalms 34, 17 through 19, it says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." And verse 19, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." We have the Lord on our side as saved and born again Christians. And then over in 1 Corinthians, I've got another passage I want to read to you in chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I just want to read verses 5 through 7. 1 Corinthians 2, 5 through 7. It says, "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit that we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of the world that come to naught." And then verse number 7, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." I want to give you four different attributes this morning that I believe will help us as we go through a crisis, as we go through a storm or any chaotic situation that we're in. I believe the first one that we need to recognize is the power of God. We should never diminish the power of God. God has the power not only of this world, but he has the power on our personal lives, whatever we go through. No other God, no other idol, no other occult has the power that our Almighty God has. He spoke into existence. Now think about this. He's the only God that he spoke into existence, the creation of the world. He made the earth, the surrounding land. He made day and night, created the oceans and the waters and the seas. He created heaven, sun, moon, and stars. Even created us. Talks about that in Genesis chapter 1. So the power of God is not limited in our lives. Even today, the power of God, where would we be without it? He's gotten all of us out of a lot of situations. He's took us through hard times, heartbreak times. He's took us through storms and burdens and trials. I've got a Bible definition here of the power of God. I'm sure there's several, but this one here really caught my attention. It says, quote, "His ability to accomplish his will in every situation, both real and potential, through any means he chooses in order to glorify himself." Isn't that something? The power of God is real. If we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us, we know the power of God's real. He's real in our life. His power also helps us yearn for the things that God wants. You see, if we're living a Christian life and trying to please him, that right there is the power of God. He's already changed our life. He saved us. We're born again. We want the things of God. We want to live a life pleasing to him. God's power gives us spiritual power, which gives us inner strength to live for him. I don't know where we'd be without the Holy Spirit living inside of us, that we can make decisions. Anytime we steer the wrong way, the Holy Spirit's going to convict us. I don't know where we'd be without the Holy Spirit. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit living in our heart. And the Holy Spirit became a part of us the day that we were saved and born again. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide and direct us. I want to go to the Old Testament. This is a great verse. It's found in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles is a book that I don't really study a whole lot, but it's got some great passages of Scripture. But 1 Chronicles chapter 29, I love this verse. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11. It says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." Boy, that's the truth. Almighty God is the head above all. His power is unlimited what it can do for us. His power is something that people ought to see in our own lives. People ought to see in a Christian life that we're different than the world. We still love the world. We just want to live for Christ. Look at number two. I believe the second attribute is God's presence. Have you ever thought about how God protects you and I in different situations? Having that personal relationship with Christ will mean everything to us. No matter where we're at, no matter during the hard times, during the bad times, the times we might have to go to the hospital, the times that we go through suffering or heartache, His presence is always there. I hope that each one of us can take some time out during the week that we can look at His Word, open a devotion. You see, that one-on-one that we have with Almighty God can mean so much to us in our Christian life. Those times that we've been in the hospital, the times that we have lost friends or loved ones due to death, trials and storms that we face, His presence is ever so real. We ask ourselves a question many times. How do lost people make it? How do lost people make it when they go through a crisis or a chaotic time? We remember those days before we were saved. His presence is so real to us that we need that personal relationship with Him during the good times and the bad. I can look at people here at Tabernacle that's faced hard times. We got families facing hard times right now. Whether it be a death of a loved one, or whether it be somebody in the hospital. And God's presence is always so real to us. No matter what crisis we go through. And each one of us is going to face some kind of crisis or chaotic situation in our life. It's just a part of life. And thank God we have Him to watch over us. And His presence is ever so real. And we thank God for it. And each time that we live our life each day, His presence is going to be there. Have you ever caught yourself talking to Him when you're not even in church? I know I'll be driving down the road and talking to Him. I know that you have too. You might be away from home and traveling, vacation. You might be over someone's house, maybe doing some work or whatever. You catch yourself talking to the Lord. That's a good sign. You see, He's that personal Jesus that we love, and that relationship that we have with Him means everything to us. Look at the third one. I love this one. God's protection. We can think of times that God has protected us and put a hedge around us. We ought to thank Him every day. I look at the life of Noah. All the folks around Noah thought he was crazy when he started building the ark. He started building that big ark, and God had already told him there was going to be a flood. And the people around him said, Noah, you're crazy. There ain't been rain here for years. And Noah listened to God, and he realized what was going to happen. He didn't pay no attention to other people. He went ahead and built that ark because he knew the flood was coming. We think of Paul, the Good Samaritan, Peter, the people in the Bible that was protected by God's protection. We all have took a vacation, how God has put a hedge around us as we travel. Many, many miles. We could be on the road. We could be flying in the air. We thank God for the protection that He's given us over the many, many years. And I realize that our country as a whole is in a crisis, you'd have to admit. Our country as a whole is in a crisis. The things that are going on in Israel, the political situation, we can go on and on. What a chaotic mess that we're in. But no matter what we face as believers, this protection is real because God's protection is always going to be a part of Him and a part of our life. And I look at Paul in the New Testament and how God protected him. God protected him when he went through his bad times and good times. And we're going through the same situations. We're going to go through our crisis times. We're going to go through chaotic times. And you know, some of us are starting to get up in years. God's going to protect us. He's going to give us strength. We need His strength like never before. When you get up in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, we need God's strength every day. And we thank Him for His protection. We thank Him for what He means to us, with the times that He's protected us and protected our children and grandchildren. We can go on and on. We thank God for His protection. I saved the best one for last. God is always a God of peace. Peace. Have you got that inner peace today that only Christ can give? You see, only those that have accepted Christ as a personal Savior knows what real peace is. The world don't have any idea. They go through their crisis. They go through crisis times, their chaotic times, you know, lost and undone. They don't have a clue what peace is. They don't have a clue. But we that have been saved and born again, we know what peace is, and it comes from Almighty God. You see, we're trusting in God's sovereignty and trusting His promises. We've talked about that. We are trusting Him to take us through life and the things that happen, whether it be the things of the world, whether it be personal crisis or chaotic times. He's the only one that can give us that peace. Yeah, we're going to go through trying times. We're going to go through times of things that happen, storms, trials. We're going to go through crisis times, but down deep inside, we know we've got that peace, that God is in control of everything that happens to us. And we know that as a child of God. Even when things come, that the bad days come or the trials come, there's a purpose in it. We might not understand it. We won't understand it at that time. But as we go through life, we'll understand that His peace took us all the way through whatever we faced. It says here, peace is not confined to specific situations or individual episodes, but emerges as a perpetual divine reality, a living experience for those who trust God. Let me read that one more time. It says that peace is not confined to specific situations or individual episodes, but emerges as a perpetual divine reality, a living experience for those who trust in God. That was written by a Christian writer, by the way. I failed to put his name down. But I love that. You see, that wonderful peace, that unspeakable peace that we have. It means so much to us. As we go through life, we're going to thank God that we're saved, because that peace will carry us through any situation. I heard a doctor say one time, many years ago, that people that are in the hospital, we understand that sometimes health situations happen that we can't predict, we can't understand. But this doctor said that he realizes that he's looked at people and he's seen their diagnosis and seen reasons why they were in the hospital, but he said some of these people are in here because of worry and anxiety. We don't want that to happen to us. God's give us that peace. No matter what we go through, God can give us that peace that we don't have to worry or be over anxious. Yeah, we're going to have things happen to us that knocks us to the floor. You know, we can get bad news in the instant we realize that. But we're talking about that inner peace that only Christ can give, that we know that things are going to work out according to His will. What about those songs that's been written about peace? My goodness. Wonderful peace. I've got peace like a river. Remember that one? It is well with my soul. We sung that a few Sundays ago. Peace in the valley. In Christ alone. Remember that one? Blessed assurance. We all know that one. Be still, my soul. I need thee every hour. Boy, that's the truth. I need thee every hour. Joy in the morning. Peace be still. And what about the old invitation hymn, I Surrender All? We can go on and on. Songs that's been written about peace. But you know, the world don't have any idea what that peace is. They don't have any idea what Lord's peace is, God's peace down deep inside. I've seen people's lives in shambles that we talked about a few Sundays ago. Their life is in shambles. They're living in sin. They don't have Christ as their Savior. We all know people like that, that we've prayed for, that we want their life to change and want them to accept Christ as their personal Savior. We've seen their life where they didn't have any peace whatsoever. You know, that's a sad situation. Not having peace in your life, especially when it comes down to the maybe last hour, last days of our life. We want to know that we have that peace in Jesus, that when our life is over, that people can look and say, hey, that person had that wonderful peace that only Christ can give. And you know, when you meet people, you fellowship with people here at Tabernacle Baptist, people that you fellowship with, people that you meet out in the community. You know, when we meet them for the first time, we pretty much, the first 5, 10, 15 minutes, we'll pretty much realize if they're living for Christ, if they've got peace in their life. In Colossians 3:15, I want you to listen to this verse. Colossians 3:15, it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." My goodness. Are you letting the peace of God rule your heart? I hope that we can. And I understand there's been families to go through challenging times this past week, whether it be death and maybe loved ones in the hospital. I understand that. We're all going to go through that. But we have to have the faith that we can let the peace of God rule in our hearts, knowing that God is going to take care of every situation. You've heard the old saying, when he takes something, he's going to give something back hundredfold. I've always heard Christian people say that when there's a death of a loved one, that something's good going to come out of it. Whether it be other family members saved, whether it be other families come back to the Lord, could be other family members get saved. You see, God has a purpose for everything. We don't understand it. We probably won't understand it till we get to the other side. But if we can let the peace of God rule in our hearts, boy, what a difference that would make in our life, no matter what we face. Have you ever met people that were just downright miserable, never smiled, never had anything good to say, never laughed? Their life is miserable on the inside. And that's a sad situation. We don't have to live life like that. Whatever we face, whatever crisis we face, whatever chaotic situation that we're in, we can still have that peace down deep inside that only the Holy Spirit can give. Listen to this verse in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 6. It says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Ever thought about that? A preacher could take that one verse and preach a whole sermon on it. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I tell you, folks, there's nothing like peace down deep in your heart. There's nothing like it. The Holy Spirit is there living in our heart, and we can have that peace no matter what we go through. And the first part of that verse said, for to be carnally minded is death. Just think about that for a minute. The carnally minded that's never been saved, that's living for the world, they're not even living life to the fullest. I look at people here at Tabernacle that Sandy and I have looked up to for years, people that's in their 80s and 90s and been a blessing to us. Their testimony's been a blessing to us. We've got some that's already passed on, went to glory. Their testimony, what it meant to us. Their life was such a... We could talk for hours on people that's gone on to heaven that was a blessing to us here at Tabernacle. Look at this last verse. In Psalms 119, verse 165, it says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Wow. Great peace have they which love thy law. I hope that you love the word today, because it's going to take us, it's going to be a help to us when we go through times of struggle, times of death, time of storms, time of crisis that we talked about today, chaotic times. And you know, the devil works overtime. We know that. He's took lives that used to serve the Lord, got them out of church. They have no desire to go to church. So they serve the Lord. They could serve the Lord for 10, 20, 40 years. And now the devil's got them in a trap. But it says here in that verse, if we love the scripture and love his word, we'll have great peace. I hope that we'll see the importance of that. What really true peace, what really does it mean to us? It's going to mean a lot when we go through trials we never thought we'd go through, go through storms, burdens that we have. Each one of us have burdens for other people. We could go around the room, be here for an hour or two, talking about the burdens that we have for people that we love. But great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I hope you have that kind of peace today. I hope that we can. I hope that we have that kind of peace that we have in our heart. Because we're going to need it, believe me. With what we're facing today, not only in our personal lives, but what about as a nation, as a country? We're going to need that peace. I'm afraid a lot of our political leaders, a lot of our leaders in the other nations, they might not have that peace. And they're trying to run a country. They're trying to run the United States. They better have some peace and have God's wisdom to make the decisions that they have to make. How'd you like to be in those positions and not be saved? Where are you going to get your wisdom from? We thank God for the ones of us that's been saved and born again, because we know that we have drawn from God's wisdom through his word. We can say to the world that we've got that peace that nobody else can give but the Lord Jesus. Nobody else can give it. It's not going to come, that true peace is not going to come through material possessions, things that we own. You see, when we die, those things are going to somebody else. We ain't going to take them with us. And that's not where true peace comes from. I've read in different books, some of the richest people in America died a miserable death. They didn't have Christ as their Savior. They didn't have that peace that we talked about this morning. To have that real peace, it'll mean so much to us as we go through life. When we lay our head on the pillow at night, We ought to have that peace, that knowing that God's going to take care of everything. Now, Sandy, she'll tell you, Sandy's the worst to lay her head on the pillow, and if she has stuff going through her mind, she can't sleep. She's got different things going through her mind that she's got to do that morning or the next day. But you know, we can have that peace. First of all, we have to have the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And then we'll know what the Holy Spirit can do for us. He'll give us that peace that ain't nobody else going to give, that kind of peace. Our best friend, our family member, our pastor, as much as we love all those people, they can't give us that peace that Christ can. It's an inward thing. It's an inward relationship, that personal relationship that we talked about earlier with Christ. Do you have it today? If you do, we're going to get caught talking to him just about any time during the day, no matter where we're at. We can pray to him any time. We can be driving down the road. We can be at work, in the community, wherever. And we know what that peace means. And the sad picture is we all know people that don't have that peace. Most of them are lost and undone. They've never accepted Christ as their Savior, and they don't have that peace down deep inside that Christians have. We mentioned a while ago a song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. That whole song has words in it that are just so, not so comforting, but it just talks about peace throughout the whole song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory's divine. Folks, I'm telling you, we're living in a day now. We're going to have that peace. These folks that have lost loved ones in the past week or two, I pray that they've got God's peace. What about those that's been in the hospital? I hope they've got that peace. Some of us, we don't know what the future holds. We could be in the hospital tomorrow or next week. We don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know one who does know. And we can have that peace that we've talked about this morning, no matter what we go through, the chaotic times, the crisis times, and we're going to go through them as God's people. But do we have the faith to know that God's in control of everything? And I was thinking the other day, there's a lot of questions that we can't answer that happens in life. And I just can't wait to meet my Savior because I want to ask him some of those questions. We can ask him those questions that we didn't know here on earth, but we get to heaven, we're going to find out some things that we're going to find out what the purpose was and a lot of things. We're going to find out why God did this. You see, his ways are better than our ways, and we have to trust him. All right, I hope that this lesson's been a help to all of us on crisis and chaotic times because we're going to go through them. Thank God for his peace. All right, anybody else have anything to say or add to? Yes, sir. Who's that? Oh, Ella, okay. Oh, my, she's had a time with them migraine headaches, and she's so young. Ella, the pastor's daughter, the one that's had the migraines for several weeks, please pray for her. I understand that she's on some new medicine, but we just need to pray that she can find a solution here for these migraine headaches. I've never had one, but I know people who have. And I tell you what, it about brings you to your knees and you have to lay down. Some of them get dizzy with them. Can't even walk. All right. Anybody else have a word to say this morning? All right. Remember the 11 o'clock worship. Remember our pastor. Pray for everything that happens in 11 o'clock worship.